This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In one of his last international speeches, Prime Minister David Cameron, before he resigned as Prime Minister, gave a warning to the world about Russia's threat. We read in Daily Mail of July 9 that David Cameron today stressed that Europe must remain united in the face of the threat from Russia amid fears Britain's withdrawal from the EU will weaken its resolve to stand up to Vladimir Putin. He added that both the EU and the alliance needed to be prepared to stand firm in face of any fresh aggression by Russia following its annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. His comments came after President François Hollande said France regarded Russia as a partner, not a threat. Well, David Cameron was absolutely correct. Mr. Hollande is absolutely wrong. Partnership with Russia under Vladimir Putin has produced absolutely nothing. Angela Merkel tried to do it. It didn't amount to anything. President Obama tried to do it in light of the Syrian problems. Didn't amount to anything. Some have said that a new president might try to talk to Vladimir Putin. I don't think it will amount to anything. Russia's aggressions will continue. The Bible even makes this very clear. But I'd like to talk to you about today internal persecution. Internal persecution in Russia against minority Christians. Something which the world hasn't really heard too much about, which the West hasn't really been reporting about that much. But it's a crime, a dirty, rotten crime, what is happening in Russia as we speak. Now, I'd like to read to you from a few articles. Here's one by the Christianity Today, dated July 8. This week, Russian President Vladimir Putin approved a package of anti-terrorism laws. So this law had to do with terrorism. But notice what they added on to it. It goes on that usher in tighter restrictions on missionary activity and evangelism. The amendments, including laws against sharing faith in homes, online, or anywhere but recognized church buildings, go into effect July 20. The website of pnews.org added the following on July 8. The new law prohibits freedom of religion in a way that is considered the most restrictive measure in post-Soviet history. Under the law, all personal evangelism on the streets and in individual homes is now restricted. Evangelizing outside registered churches will result in fines. Christians meeting in homes are not allowed to invite unbelievers. Christians wishing to share their faith must secure government permits through registered religious organizations. Even with such permits, they are not allowed to witness anywhere besides registered churches or religious sites. Churches that rent rather than owning the facilities will be forcibly disbanded. Besides rendering evangelism illegal, the law will also punish not reporting violations. Individuals found guilty of violating the new law will be fined up to $800, while organizations found in violation will be fined up to $15,500. Foreigners found in violation will be deported. All aspects of the law apply to internet activities. And so Breitbart added on July 10, this new situation resembles the Soviet Union in 1929. The measure is expected to especially affect evangelical groups and Jehovah's Witnesses who often share faith in homes rather than traditional churches. It goes on to say, the United States government and all other nations that profess a commitment to religious freedom should urge Russia to repeal this unjust law Nation Religious Broadcasters President Dr. Jerry Johnson said. Let's pray this new Iron Curtain of Christian persecution in Russia will be lifted quickly and without harm to our brothers and sisters in Christ. And here's another article by WorldNet Daily, dated July 8. The new law in Russia will require any sharing of the Christian faith, even a casual conversation, to have prior authorization from the state. This includes something as basic as an emailed invitation for a friend to attend church. Even in a private home, worship and prayer will only be allowed if there are no unbelievers present. Churches will also be held accountable for the activities of their members. So if, for example, a church member mentions their faith in conversation with a work colleague, not only the church member, but also the church itself could be punished. Protestant churches in Russia fear that the new law will be chiefly enforced as a weapon against them and not used against the Orthodox Church, which Mr. Putin has favored in the past. Reports noted that such restrictions on discussing religion in public long have been sought by Muslim-majority countries, which cast it as a religious freedom issue, claiming that no one should disparage any religion, although the only beneficiary appears to be Islam. It goes on to say, members of an advisory council of heads of Protestant churches in Russia had asked Putin to stop the law. Well, of course, that didn't do any good. The Constitution of the Russian Federation, Article 28, says that everyone is guaranteed freedom of religion, including the right to freely disseminate religious and other convictions. Well, that didn't do anything stopping the parliament, stopping Mr. Putin to enact that law. The Soviet past reminds us how many people of different faiths were persecuted for their faith, for spreading their beliefs, the word of God. Now, this was the advisory council for Protestant churches, which are saying this. It goes on to say, our fathers not only paid fines and were sentenced to prison for illegal assembly, quote-unquote, for religious agitation, quote-unquote, for preaching and prayer. And today we clearly see that the proposed bill gets us back to that shameful past. My friends, what we are seeing in Russia is symptomatic of satanic attempts to suppress the truth, to suppress God's command to his church to preach the gospel in all the world as a witness to all nations, including the Russian people. And then Christ says the end will come. Now, God will see to it that that command is going to be fulfilled. But we see attempts now in Russia and in many other places around the world to stop that and to persecute Christians. And you know what, my friends? The Bible prophesies that a worldwide martyrdom of Christians will occur prior to Christ's return. And the Bible also prophesies the nature of Russian governments, not necessarily this one, it could be this one, or future ones, in committing wars towards other peoples. And it talks about a war between Russia and Europe in the near future. All of this is remarkable in the light of what the Bible has to say. Now, I haven't heard, maybe you have, but I haven't heard anyone here in the United States speak loudly about these atrocities which are happening now in Russia. President Obama didn't say anything, as far as I can tell. The left liberal media didn't report it, as far as I can tell. But even the conservative media didn't really report it, with the exception of some Christian publications. Now, maybe they have. Maybe I have not heard it. If they did, I congratulate them and I apologize. But if they haven't, it's high time they do. The time for political correctness to be a partner with Mr. Putin and just ignoring the atrocities he is committing, that time should be over. That is not the time for just looking the other way. We have two booklets prepared, my friends, which I like to offer to you. They are absolutely free of charge. One is Biblical Prophecy from now until forever. And this goes into what I've just talked about. It goes into Christian martyrdom. It talks about Russian roles in the future in the light of biblical prophecy. And the other one, very important, the mysteries of the book of Revelation. Because did you know that the book of Revelation does talk about Christian martyrdom? It talks about the Russian role in biblical prophecy and what Russia is going to do. These two booklets are absolutely free of charge. And I'd like you to order them from us, and we are more than happy to send them to you. And we will keep you informed about these terrible atrocities which are happening in Russia right now, and also in other countries around the world, in an attempt by Satan to destroy God's plan. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.